Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I just had to open the show with the procession of the nobles from Mlada, Rimsky-Korsakov. What a pleasure, what a pleasure. Backward turn, backward, oh, time in your flight. Take me back to when Blog Talk Radio entered my life. July 26th, 2010. It's a celebration. 5 years broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Excuse me. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, and millions of listeners. My shows are archived. Show topics are eclectic, maybe controversial, but never, never boring. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on date of show of your choice. I'm Kathy Watson, Chicago bred and born. A devotee of challenges, drama, and intrigue. Multimedia radio award-winning TV show host and producer. Performing artists. I love to perform Melissa in Love Letters. Excuse me. Exercise evangelist. Author. Speaker, coach, mentor. A dynamic diva without boundaries. I'm an octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude. Little sidebar. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again, just for tonight. At the age of 25, I went to bed thinking, wow, what an exciting life I have. I woke up, and according to Vivaldi, I'm in the winter of my life. But actually, I don't see it that way. It's the springtime of my life. What an exciting journey. Moving higher on the path of life. New opportunities, vistas, and portals to explore. Come soar with me. And Sophia Loren said, there is a fountain of youth. It's your mind, your talents, the creativity you bring to life in the lives of people you love. When you learn to tap this resource, you have defeated age. My mission. You know, we all have a mission, and you do too. But my mission is to redefine the perception of aging in America right now. I surpassed myself in 2014. Imagine at age 80, I climbed 50 flights of stairs in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. The stair climb on March 9th, 2014, benefiting the American Lung Association in the Chicago Presidential Towers. I may have been the oldest, but not the slowest. Hey, Move over, Bernard Cushnod, a 60-something high-energy French foreign minister who made humanitarianism romantic. Leave it to the French. My mission is to engage you, captivate you, embracing that a new era is emerging for being simply ageless. Who said you can't be sexy and sensational, glamorous, 80 and beyond? The new aging paradigm redefines aging. Now listen to me, all of you grasshoppers. All of you out there, enjoy the age you are, because every 7 years, your body goes through a biological and physiological change. The dynamic, vibrant, age 80 diva is the new age 50 diva. I have a burning passion to inspire women to love the power and potential in their lives. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Come on, let your voice be heard. Make my day and celebrate with me a momentous moment with me. And may I acknowledge Laura Jacobs, New York. How fantastic, Aunt Kathy, 5 years. Congratulations on a great run of shows. Love, Laura. She's a writer. She and Jim, her husband, work with their staff writers, contributing authors with Vanity Fair. And we love writing. And then Carl, my nephew. Oh, Aunt Kathy, congratulations. I always said you and Uncle Bill are the role models for success. Talk to you soon, Carl. And then Ed Maloney, Dr. Ed Maloney, creator and founder of the Attracting a Better Life Mastery Institute. Kathy, congratulations. Keep on going strong. Best of everything. And then Helen Goldenberg. Oh, we go back many, many, many years. She is the senior international fine arts consultant for Sotheby's. She said, Kathy, go girl and keep going. XXXX. Rika Cuff, the director of the 50 Plus Consortium at Hoffman Estates Park District. I have no idea how she does her job. Absolutely incredible. Just incredible. Backward, turn backward. Oh, time in your flight. Take me back to when Blog Talk Radio entered my life. You know, we women are really fabulous. Now, what is so great about my shows? Do you know that I'm approaching 1,000 and each show is an original? And I just pulled up a show from May 10th. I think this was in 2012. Mother's Day, May 12th. A mother is the only person on earth who can divide her love among 10 children, and each child still have all her love. The strength of a woman is not measured by the impact that all her hardships in life have had on her, But the strength of a woman is measured by the extent of her refusal to allow those hardships to dictate her and who she becomes. So that show on May 12, 2012, is dedicated to mothers who devoted their lives to making ours safe and happy. Mothers least likely to get breakfast in bed and Mother's Day. And then there are those world famous. Did you ever really think about this? A mother could take care of 10 kids. But 10 kids can't seem to take care of one mother. But I digress. Let your voice be heard. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And I must apologize. I'm having a little bit of laryngitis. This happens about once every 30 years. And why now? Well, I know, but I'm not going to bore you with it. So let's talk about how great we women are. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Cleopatra, 69 BC to 30 BC. She was the last pharaoh of ancient Egypt, known for her beauty and grace. Oh, she ruled Egypt, first jointly with her father and then with her brothers. Centuries later, Cleopatra remains an icon in popular culture, especially in European and North American countries, and continues to be the inspiration behind many art pieces, sculptures, and movies that represent strong, skilled, beautiful women. Queen Elizabeth, 1533 to 1603. She ruled England from 1558 to 1603. She oversaw military operations in France and England. 308. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. Kathy, is that you?
Of course it isn't. My voice getting better?
Oh, it is, but it's just disconcerting because I still hear you talking on the show and I don't hear me. So, now I hear me. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Rhea. This is Rhea Schmidt. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm calling from Scottsbluff, Nebraska, and my newest adventure in life is as a wedding officiant, which has been just something that has brought together all of my talents. So it draws on the law and mediation and theater and my priestessness. And it's just delightful.
I'm having a great time. Rhea, none of us are familiar with a wedding officiate. Did I say that right? No.
Officiant. That's a funny word, isn't it? I should just say official, because then people understand that better, don't you think?
How did that happen? Yeah. What talents, what requisites do you have to become a wedding official?
You know what? I don't think I even want to say that this on the line, Kathy, because it's so, it's just... Could we just have that conversation privately, really?
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. Tell me about your background in theater.
Well, I've always loved theater, and in Omaha, there was kind of a renegade theater, my vocabulary this morning. The theater was called the Omaha Magic Theater, and it was fashioned after the Open Theater in New York. And so all of the plays were performed. They were created in theater. I mean, they were created in workshop. And so the performers would come together with the writer with a theme for the play. So, for instance, one play we did was called Babes in the Big House, and it was about women in prison. And so we would, what's the word, Kathy? There's a word that is just not, you know, when you just do things on the spot, what's that
improvise.
Word? Improvise. Improvise. It was an improvisational theater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love improv. That's where you shine. You either have the talent or you don't. In Toastmasters, they have the International Speaking Club, and I was a member for a while. They have a segment where you get up, you put your hand in the hat, and you read the question, and you have to answer that question in a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could do that, you could do anything on the stage. You have to just shut out the nerves, the audience. You have to focus. Improv and Second City, all of you that want to be on theater, that's where you start. So with all of the improvisation that you did, where did it take you?
Well, it eventually took us on tour. We did a tour of the whole East Coast. We played in Iowa City, Iowa, and then we went to Baltimore, and then we went to Boston, and then we played in New York City for 6 weeks. And then we came back around and played in Chicago.
Where in Chicago?
Oh, you know what? I do not remember the name of that theater. I do not remember.
Now, let's go back. Wait. I have a sidebar. Babes in Prison. What was the name?
Babes in the Big House. Babes in the Big House.
But they were in prison.
Women.
Yeah.
Women. Mm-hmm. Women in prison. And so all of the men in the show played women.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
it was
don't we
wild.
Resurrect that?
It was wild. Oh, it's a wonderful play, and it's really interesting because the opening scene, when the audience would come into the theater, there were scaffolds that were set up like cages, and so all of us, I think there were one, two, probably eight cages that were set up, and it was like a B movie, or you know, just people's fantasies about women in prison. People have really crazy fantasies. There's a lot of B movies about women in prison, and so my costume was just very interesting. I had on black boots, a hip like that came all the way up to my hips. And then this pink corset. And so it just kind of drew on all of those naughty girl images that people have. And so that was kind of the opening scene, of course. And then it was a very serious play. It was funny, but it was also a very serious play.
What would I leave if I came to the play? What message would I leave with?
You know, probably that people make their own lives no matter where they are. That who you are is who you are on the street or in prison or in church or in, you know, that your true self comes through in some way, that you survive. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Is the play available in the libraries?
It is. Yes, it is. Megan, the author is Megan Terry. And
wait a minute,
Megan,
I'm writing this down. Wait. Megan Terry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's called?
Babes in the Big House.
Babes and the... Now, do you have to do any memorization?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, we did, but it was so easy because we created the play as we went. And so memorizing lines was so easy because it came out of us to begin with.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And what is Megan Terry? What is her background?
Well, she's a playwright. She grew up in Seattle, and she went to New York early, and she became kind of famous, actually, for a play that she wrote that was called Viet Rock. And it was a play about the Vietnam War that was popular in an off-Broadway theater in New York. So she kind of became famous for that. And then she became really sought after as a writing coach. And she would do these workshops that were being invented at the time, how to create theater in workshops. And actually, the two writers that created the Broadway hit Hair... Hair was written in Megan's workshop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stayed
in the Big House. Would you come back to theater?
You know, when I got to Scotts Bluff, my friend Diane was working in the Cirrus. It was called the Cirrus House. And this was a daycare for mentally ill adults.
Uh-huh.
So it was a program, it was a community-based program where people with mental illness could come, and they had programs there for them. You know, they had lunch, and then they had ways in which they could become employed in kind of a structured situation, and socialization, so that it kept people off of the streets. There's a lot of homeless, mentally ill people because there aren't programs for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so Diane got the idea that we should do a play about mental illness. And so Diane was the producer and I was the director, and I conducted those kinds of workshops with the people who wanted to be in the play. Mm-hmm. And we created a play about mental illness out of their experience. And it was a knockout. I tell you, it was a knockout. It was just an amazing, amazing play.
Well, why has it not been resurrected?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, this was in the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
and there was one scene. One of the men had auditory hallucinations, and so we were trying to show people what that was like, and so he was the only person on the stage. The backdrop was dark, and there was one spotlight over his head.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in backstage behind him, all of the members of the cast, there were probably eight of us, were hovering around a microphone and just saying all those voices in our heads, "You're no good. You can't do anything. Nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. Who do you think you are?" You know, those kinds of words.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just whispering them loudly, but all of us together. And then Steve was just had his hands on his ears, and he was just rocking back and forth. Mm-hmm. And that scene was so powerful. Actually, all of the scenes were. We had another scene, you know, where they were talking about how hard it was to get access to services, and so we did this scene that was, you know, dial 1 for schizophrenia, dial 2 for psychosis, dial 3 for personality disorder, dial 4 for suicide. The director of the mental health center would not let us perform it again because he said we were doing psychodrama.
Really?
And none of us had licenses.
Uh-huh.
We weren't credentialed to do that.
We weren't qualified. Well, you know, Shakespeare said, "The world is a stage, and all men and women are actors and actresses." There is something about theater that is magnetic. Can you imagine being on the stage and taking on different personas and being able to come across to make it believable and livable? What an exciting life you have had, Rhea. And I thank you for calling in and sharing with you. But as long as you're on the air, I want all of you to know that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool. And this is for all of you radio wannabes. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.com and hear about the opportunity and experience the thrill of fulfilling your dreams. Imagine a learning curve that encourages you to believe in yourself. Now log on simplyageless.net. And click on all of Z buttons. And I love to get love letters. You can write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Imagine, you know, Rhea, what I'm finding that out in this interesting world, the people are, I think it was Raymond Charles Barker who said, "The danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go." Why are people, but now I'm digressing from what we were talking about, theater, but I know so many have said to me, "I'd love to be in theater. Oh, Kathy, I'd really love to write a book." Well, get off your butt and do it. You can call me at 847-882-8717, and all I'll do is direct you. And no, there isn't any cost. But they go through life, and the quality of life is eluding them. Why is it that they are so afraid to step out of their comfort zone? Why is that?
I don't know, but I love what you just said about Charles Baker, or, you know, about visioning. I mean, Bobby and I are experiencing that in our life right now with our friends because we have all these dreams and are living. I mean, I feel like I'm 20 and my whole life is ahead of me. And yet people are not like that. They're done. They've had it somehow. I don't know what happens to people. I don't know if it's conditioning or if it's fear. It must be fear. Or you just lose. I don't know. You haven't. You're amazing. I mean, you still live, you know, with the future in front of you.
Oh, absolutely. And the future is looking at me. We just have 30 seconds left, and I'm going to end with more of Rimsky-Korsakov. Thank you so much, Rhea. You've been listening to Live with Kathy. It's a celebration. Now just hold on to hear the rest of, I don't think we'll get Mladja, but we'll get more of his incredible compositions. Thank you, Rhea. My pleasure.
Love you, Kathy. Bye.